This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our explanation of Al-Waraqat. We talked about if we have two am texts, we have two khas texts. Now what happens if one is am and one is khas and they are both authentic? Remember this part, and they are both authentic. Qala rahimuhullah, naf'ana Allah azza wa jalla bi'ilmihi fi darini amin. Qala wa in kana ahaduhuma amman wal akharu khasan fayukhassasu al-ammu bi'al-khas. If one of them is am and one of them is khas, then you're going to make that am khas with that khas text. Gives the example, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam related by Bukhari and Muslim, فِيمَا سَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ الْعُشْرُ. هناك رواية, فِيمَا سَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ مِنَ التَّمْرِ الْعُشْرُ. That whatever was watered by the heavens, meaning rain, then a tenth is due on it in zakah. هذا عام في ما سقط السماء. ما, we talked about this before, تدل على العموم. وما تقدموا لأنفسكم, whatever you spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لن تنالوا بر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You'll never achieve righteousness until you spend from what you love. ما بمعنى العموم أي شيء. So here, في ما, in what, anything. سقط السماء, which was, you know, watered by the heavens. العشر, a tenth is due. هذا عام في ما سقط السماء. لكن هناك رواية, there's another narration. ليس في ما دون خمسة أوسق صدقة. Anything that is less than five أوسق. Al-suq is the plural of wasq, which is around 156 to 180 liters. One. So anything less than five, al-suq, there's no zakah. So the first is am fi ma laysa fi ma duna khamsati al-suqin sadaqa. فَلَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسَةِ أَوْسُقٍ صَدَقَةٌ. So we have the first text, فِي مَا سَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ عَمْ. لَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسَةِ أَوْسُقٍ صَدَقَةٌ. خَاس, whatever is under five أوسق, there's no zakah. So the first text is going to be made خَاس by the second. And that's what he means when he says, وَإِنْ كَانَ أَحَدُهُمَا عَامًا وَالْآخَرُ خَاصًا فَيُخَصَّصُ الْعَامُ بِالْخَاصِ. Then he gives the example, فِيمَا سَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ الْعُشْرُ. This is Sheikh Mahalli giving the example. لَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسَةِ أَوْسُقٍ صَدَقَةٌ. I want to stop here, but before I do it, I want to mention a very important principle. I'm trying to do each one of these as one small lesson for you, so it's easy to digest. So, am khas khas, am khas, khas am. What do we do? فالعام يخصص, هذه القاعدة, هذه القاعدة. العام يخصص بوجود ما خصه. That a am text is going to be made khas if there is something that, right, that limits it. But this only applies, and this is where I need you to pay attention, to texts that are authentic. Both of them are sahih. But what happens if, for example, or one is, of course, it's a different discussion, you're going to make tarjih. If one is sahih and one is da'if, you're going to make tarjih. But what if both of them are weak, but not weak to the extent that we can't act on them? And Imam Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, he mentions those conditions in the beginning of Fath al-Bari, I believe. So we have two weak texts, but they're not so weak that لا يجوز العمل بهما. What do you do then? You do the opposite. So instead of making تقسيس of the عام, you make تعميم of the خاص. I'm going to say it again. And this only applies to hadith, right? If one is weak and the other is weak, and one is عام and one is خاص, you invert the axiom that you use with two authentic texts. Very important when you're writing, when you're researching, if you're giving fatwa. And that is, one is weak, one is weak. So now the axiom is going to reverse. Al-am yu'ammim al-khas. I would say al-khas yu'ammim bi al-da'if, or bi da'ifaini. A great example, just even though scholars dispute this, Imam al-Nawawi considers this hadith hasan, but just as an example, okay? Although many consider it weak. أَيُّ أَمْرٍ ذِبَانٍ لَا يُبْدَأُ فِيهِ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَقْطَعَ. Any serious endeavor which is not started with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is deficient. We find another narration, any serious affair which is not begin with Alhamdulillah is deficient. And then we find another narration, any serious affair which is not began or commenced with the remembrance of Allah is deficient. I'm going to ask you now, and you can write it in the comments. Take this principle that I gave you. Two weak texts. The khas is going to be made ma'mum. It's going to be made am. If you take these three texts that I just gave you, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Dhikrullah, if you apply this axiom to it that I just told you with two weak texts, what's the answer? Which one is going to be given the interpretive authority here? Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, or Dhikrullah? Now invert it and let's say both of these texts are authentic. All of them are authentic. Okay, so you have Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, and Dhikrullah. Which one is going to be given interpretive preference based on the two axioms? I'm going to repeat the question again. Number one, if we have two weak texts, the opposite happens, that the am impacts the khas. If we have two authentic texts, we know that the khas is going to impact the am. So let's take this as an example, that any serious affair which is not commenced with Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Dhikrullah, even there's others, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah. If you take the axiom that says two weak texts, the am is impacting the khas, then what is going to be the narration here that's given authority, so to speak? Let's assume that both of these texts are authentic. What's going to happen then? Which text is going to be given the interpretive authority? I'm going to look for your answers in the comments. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.